Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to this solemnity of the most sacred heart of Jesus. It also happens to be my final Mass here at St. Anthony of Padua Church. When we think about this particular solemnity, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, what comes to my mind and to most people's minds is the love that Jesus has for us. Immediately when we think of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we think of the love of Jesus. That heart represents the love that Jesus has for us, for each and every person. We know that in becoming man, that Jesus opened himself to vulnerability. He opened himself to suffer, not only physical suffering, but also spiritual suffering. And it's precisely within his heart that he immolates all of that heart to God the Father in offering the sufferings, the trials, the tribulations, everything he offers to God, which is an immolation, a sacrifice that he gives to him for our salvation. That willingness in the heart of Jesus to become man, to suffer, to die, not only for our salvation, but for all people, it shows us what imaging Christ truly means. We know there are many passages in scriptures that speak of how we have been recreated in the image of Christ. If that is true, and it is, then we must acquire a heart like Jesus in order to truly image him. That is where God will work wonders in our lives, where he will help us to become the saints that we are called to be. In the Semitic culture, the Jewish culture, the heart represented the center of the spiritual life. It is where one made a decision for or against God. It represented the intellectual life, the life of freedom. And that inner life that Jesus offered up to the Father by immolating his will to the will of the Father, which led to his death, that is the same life that we are called to offer to God the Father. We're called to imitate the immolation of Christ. The suffering of Christ, we know that it ends on the cross, but it begins in his Sacred Heart. It is precisely because he has a Sacred Heart that he is willing to suffer and die for us. And if we are truly to image Christ, we have to be willing to acquire a heart like Jesus. And he is always ready and willing to accommodate us, to help us to acquire that heart. And first and foremost, this means that we have to open our hearts. The first step in sainthood, the first step in being sanctified, is having a supple heart. The word supple means to have a soft heart. Because when one's heart is supple, when it is soft, God's grace can penetrate it, and it can be formed like clay in the hands of God. But when one has a heart that is hard, a heart that is like a rock, God can't form that. You see, St. Thomas Aquinas was right when he said that God does not force himself on us. He respects our nature, and we are rational free creatures. And so whatever is received according to the nature of the receiver. And we are a particular kind of receiver. We are a rational free receiver. Which means that whatever God intends to do with us, our rational nature has to be involved. We have to give the consent. We have to be willing to say to God in our hearts, yes, I do will it. Just like the Blessed Mother did at the Annunciation. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to thy word. And so she was saying at that very moment to God that she was consenting to his plan for her to become the mother of his son. And so the consent, in order for us to become saints, in order for us to acquire a sacred heart like Jesus's that images his sacredness, we have to give our consent. God will not simply make us saints irrespective of our freedom, our intellect. He wants us to consent. He wants us to say yes. Much like how many of you are married, in order for you to have a valid sacrament, you had to give your consent, your free consent. You had to understand what that meant to be married, and you had to freely consent. Well, in order for us to become saints, and marriage is certainly one of the steps in helping us to bring that sainthood to fruition, we have to, throughout our lives, say yes to God at every moment in our life. Because daily we are presented with choices. Daily we are presented with options. Some good and some bad. And the question we have to ask ourselves when choices are being presented before us is this question: where will I be most alive for God? Where can I do the most good for God? And many times we are making choices between two good things, much like how I have made a choice between two good things. It's a good thing to be at this parish. It's a good thing to serve the people of God here, as I have done for 6 years. But I know my journey with God. I know how He has put a fire in my heart to be an itinerant preacher. And so I know that being an itinerant preacher is where God wants me. Before I began itinerant preaching, I want to share a little story with you. 2 years ago, I was given permission to begin itinerant preaching part-time. And I would be part-time here at the parish. And one of my good friends, who was a major donor for the front of the work of the church that you see there, we're not finished yet. When he found out that I had diabetes, he wanted me to speak to Sister Dulce in Baton Rouge. Do you know who Sister Dulce is? Probably many of you do know who she is. She has a gift that God has given her, and God works through her in many ways. And so my friend wanted me to talk to her, to talk about my diabetes and so forth, and for her to help me. And so she comes to St. Anthony Priory a couple years ago, right before I started my itinerant preaching. And it was my first time I've ever met her. She didn't know who I was. She didn't know the itinerant preaching that I was about to begin, that I was just approved to do a couple of months earlier. And she tells me when she sits down in the priory, it's just she and I. She says, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to pray for you. And when I pray for you, I'm going to close my eyes and you give me your hands and Jesus will speak to me. He can confirm a ministry or a work that you're already doing, or He can give you an illumination, reveal something to you that you didn't know. And so I give her my hands, and she prays for maybe 4 or 5 minutes. And at the end of that time, she opens her eyes, and she said, Jesus has spoken to me. He tells me that you are supposed to be an itinerant preacher. You are supposed to be a mission preacher, to travel around giving missions. She knew nothing about that work. Neither did our mutual friend. And she says that Jesus told her that I would bear much fruit as an itinerant preacher, and that's where he wanted me to be. And so I already knew what she was telling me was the truth, because I already knew that God had put a fire in my heart to do that ministry. This is where God wants me to continue growing as a Dominican, as a priest. And I have much growth to do in my life as a priest, as a Dominican. But I truly believe that as an itinerant preacher, God is going to be able to work in me to bring me to where He wants me to be more and more, in order to acquire more and more that sacred heart of Jesus that images His sacred heart. And so I tell you this, brothers and sisters, because this is my last Mass here at St. Anthony's. And a couple of years ago, as I said, I received a confirmation that this is the work that Jesus wants me to do, to be an itinerant preacher, to travel around. I pray that you will offer prayers for me, that you at some point may consider helping me with donations, because as an itinerant preacher, I will rely simply on the alms of people. I don't receive a paycheck. I simply go around preaching, asking for help, and giving missions. I preach a lot on Blessed Mary, on the dogmas of Mary, upon the Eucharist, on different things. These are talks that I've prepared in the last couple of years, and I'm still developing more talks. So pray for me, and if at some point you feel you can help me, you know I will be living at St. Anthony's. This will be my home base. And so know that you are in my prayers. My goal in being a priest here has always been the same thing. I want to help you to become saints. I became a friar of the Order of Preacher in order to become a saint. That's what I want. And sometimes people have said, Mariano, you are very intense. You have such passion. And I have to say, I do indeed. And that passion is from the Holy Spirit. That passion has given me the strength to weather many storms, to weather many trials and tribulations, because I know without any doubt my vocation has come from heaven. My vocation has come from God. And so I ask for your prayers as I